Welcome back to the Strange Glove Comedy Hour, down at the Regal Beagle Hall. And Dr. S himself is on top form. Or so he thinks.
And this thing, right? It's called a peanut and gherkin egg. It's part peanut, part gherkin, and part egg.
What about Emmerdale? You're useless, you are.
It tastes absolutely great when topped with laurel and hardy sauce.
Get off!
It's a play on the word hollandaise sauce, you see. Hollandaise sauce. Laurel and hardy.
What a load of rubbish! What a load of rubbish! Rubbish! You are rubbish! 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 You are. How do you get it in the first place? How do you get it in the first place? You're useless. Get off.
Hey, what's the matter, Dr. S?
Oh, it's hopeless, Mr. B.
Yeah, I know that, but when's that ever stopped you before?
I shall ignore that remark, Mr. Wee B.
Oh, dear, you sounded like Mr. Pop there.
What? A 1980s Mr. Potato Head-style game? What's he got to do with things?
Oh, I don't know, but you must admit that joke was pretty terrible.
I know. My memory for funny stuff is failing me. It comes from being run over back when I was a dog.
What, you were a dog?
It's another joke. See?
Oh, dear me. Your unfunniness is reaching critical. If you don't do something soon, your strange tales from the world of the strange is going to be replaced by farming tips from the Yorkshire farmer.
Hey, bye, good lad.
Oh, no! Please, God, anything but that! I'd sooner have the E-Man! And he's lost his body. He's now known as the Yorkshire Snake.
You're getting better, but that's only because you've just pinched one of Jenny Tastic's jokes.
You're right! Something drastic needs to be done! Got any ideas?
Well, yes, actually, I do. Have you ever heard of such a thing as the comedy jacket?
The comedy jacket?
Yes, the comedy jacket! Ah, you see, it's so funny that even the merest mention of its name can raise a few titters.
Really? Where can I get my hands on a CJ?
Ah, right here.
Wow! It really is funny!
Thank you, Dr. Unfunny Glove.
It can talk!
Yeah!
And it's got eyes that blink!
Yeah, and the thing is, it can calculate funny jokes with the mind of a Megatron supercomputer. What's more, you don't even have to wash it. But you do need to feed it beer on the odd occasion.
So, as you will see, I am a stinkin', thinkin', eye-blinkin', drinking comedy jacket.
Great! I'll take it!
I'll cost you 5,000 nostril hairs. No, I'm only kidding. It'll cost you 10.
10 nose hairs?
10,000, Lubrush Snout. Come on, it's not as though you haven't got enough.
Mr. Jacket... A word in your top buttonhole. If we're to go in this together, I would appreciate it best of all if you were not to heckle your suitor. Get it? Jacket? Suit? Or? No?
Just put me on and wear me, you big schmuck. You can pay me in jelly beans later.
Jelly beans?
Yeah, the price just went up.
I haven't seen Dr. Strangelove for a heck of a long while. I hope he hasn't had an accident.
Only a trouser accident, short stuff. Make way for the comedy jacket. So cool you could use me as a fridge.
Great galloping goose blues, it's Dr. Strange, love. And he's funny.
Oh, yes. I'm funny. I'm amusing. People love me.
Yeah, people love you. To shut up. Let me do the talking, you mad quack. I'm the hottest new star in town. And together, we're going to bring the whole house down.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So this peanut and gherkin egg, it's...
It's extremely delicious.
It's extra special with laurel and hardy sauce.
Because, as you will no doubt say to the chef,
it's another nice dish you got me into.
Like that? That was an off-the-cuff remark.
What a load of rubbish! What a load of rubbish! Get off!
What's going on? CJ? I thought you were supposed to make everybody laugh.
Well, everybody, it would seem. Except farmers from Yorkshire.
You're useless, both of you! I'd sooner watch Emmerdale! It's happier and more funny than this!
CJ, what are we going to do? Shall we jack it in?
Don't worry. I'm not just a gorgeously attractive, wearable, durable brain box, you know? I also come equipped with pocket-sized anti-heckler missiles.
What? No! You can't do this!
Well, I told you we'd bring the whole house down, and I'm not about to disappoint. Mr. Farmer, say hello to Pinky and Perky. They're just exploding to meet you.
No!
What about Emmerdale?